solidarity of the Cuban people.
And our eternal conviction that freedom will prevail over the sinister forces of communism and evil of many different forms.
The sanctions are meant to curb imports on Cuban rum and cigars and bans Americans from staying at properties owned by the Cuban government. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Call it rain with a name. It's actually the remnants of Tropical Storm Beta affecting us today and tomorrow. Showers and thunderstorms are likely, tropical downpours at times. A few storms could be strong, possibly severe. We're at a marginal severe weather risk. That's because we're on the east side of the track of Beta. Breezy today with a high temperature around 80, low tonight 70. Tomorrow, again, a generous supply of showers and thunderstorms. We'll be in the mid-80s on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Over the weekend, not as many storms. More of a random, spotty nature to the storms over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Health and wealth. Health and wealth. Health and wealth.
This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
And now, the legal disclaimer. All matters discussed on the Health and Wealth Show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to their accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our highly qualified representatives prior to implementation. And that's the legal disclaimer.
Hey, Two-Ton Tony here from Two-Ton Tony's Pizza, and I have been asked to come here today and talk to you about pizza pies. Pizza is the world's most perfect food. You got your carbohydrates, you got your proteins, and if I catch any of you putting pineapple on a pizza, oh, it's gonna be bad. Another thing about pizza, it's like a mystery wrapped in an enigma, folded up in a question mark. What do I mean? Pizza's round, we cut it into triangles, and put it in a square box. Go figure. Pizza is also like the money you have put aside for retirement. Everybody wants a piece. But your retirement is a pizza you don't want to share. You want to keep it for yourself so that when you need it, it's right there where you put it. That's why you should call my friend David Ernest. He specializes in keeping other people's grubby hands off of your retirement money. Call him up at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Tell him Two-Ton Tony, his old paisan, told you to call. Call him today, 279-7431. What's that you say? You'd like a piece of my pizza? Hey, get your own.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with an alien.
Hello!
So I guess that's your spaceship over there.
Yeah, the one on the left.
I see. And what brings you to Earth today? Would you like me to take you to our leader?
Oh, no, I just got some business with my friend, David Ernest.
Wait a minute. You're telling me that you come from another planet to see an asset preservationist here on Earth?
You got that right. The man is the best in the galaxy.
And just why is that?
Well, he takes care of all his clients, and you never lose any money like you would do if you were in the stock market.
So do a lot of aliens come here to Earth to see David Ernest?
Yeah, but, you know, you can call him at 279-7431.
279-7431?
Yeah, man, that's right.
Before we go, I have one question.
Okay.
Have you ever seen any little green men from Mars?
No, but one time I saw some Klingons around you.
Don't even go there.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Ernest of Ernest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Ernest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithernest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial.
From our super secret studio, where we let the good times roll all day and all night long, David Ernest presents The Health and Wealth Show, the radio program that helps your dollars make more sense. See what I did there? Dollars and cents. So sit back and relax as Montgomery's premier asset preservationist brings you some good news about your money. Now, here he is. Straight from the shower, it's David Ernest.
Thank you, Rusty. And this is Win It Wednesday, and don't lose it in the stock market.
Yes.
It would be senseless not to call.
There you go. And I see what you did there. Yeah. Hey, and you know, I was just thinking, you came straight from the shower.
Yeah.
Don't take a bath in the stock market.
You won't smell real good.
I understand.
The deodorant doesn't work in there very well.
I understand. They had a kind of a rough day over there at Wall Street.
It's up. We've been saying this for a long time. It's not supposed to be this high. It's not supposed to be there. You know? It's overrated.
It's not right. It's not working right.
It's not right. And, you know, if you're a baby boomer, we got a headline here. It says, a stock market crash would slam baby boomers.
That doesn't sound very
good. A stock market crash would slam baby boomers.
Like these folks here in Kentucky that want to riot might be getting slammed here in a minute because I see some law out there with big old sticks.
Mm. Yeah. Risk continue to grow. You've got the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
You've got it being overheated situation.
Yeah.
You've got people saying, don't worry, just stay in, it'll come back situation.
You've got cooties.
it looks like it.
If you didn't get your cootie shot.
Yeah, well. And
we'll give it to you for free at Ernest Financial, 279-7431.
There you go. And there's something else to think about, too. You know, we've got the election coming up, and then they're going
this year? No.
Yeah, I think so.
No.
And they got we're going to have a vaccine ready. Usually it takes them years.
It'll be they said April, something like that.
I don't know, man. No. I'm not taking it.
Listen, can I see the ingredients?
After an entire decade, guys, put your thinking cap on. After an entire decade of spectacular stock market, baby boomers are being reluctant to transition into defensive investments? Are you kidding me?
Might not be.
What is wrong with your head?
It might not be a good idea.
Get out of the risk now. I've been saying it over and over and over, and now I'm saying it much, much more forceful.
Mm-hmm.
According to one study, most boomer retirement accounts are so overweighted in stocks. That, you know, it puts retirees and near retirees at risk, tremendous risk. Why? Because if it goes down, they can't retire.
But I like my stockbroker so much. He's such a nice guy.
I'm sorry.
He's always been nice.
He might be a nice guy.
He's my cousin's neighbor's milkman's
nephew. He might be a nice guy, but he does want a slice of the pie. Your pie.
So I guess if you've got a stockbroker, you're probably having trouble getting in touch with him right now.
Well, he's really busy today.
Oh, yeah. Got a lot of phone calls.
He's not going to be able to return any calls much today.
Taking some Tylenol.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, bless their hearts. I mean, I used to, years and years ago, be in that situation, and that's why I became an asset preservationist, because I like to sleep at night. You know? Now, here's one. According to Fidelity Investments, have you ever heard of them?
I don't recall.
They sell mutual funds and stocks. Mostly. That's what they do mostly. They said, and this is quote, boomers might not have the money for much longer. The $2.5 trillion investment giant warns that baby boomers' retirement accounts have over-allocated in their savings in stocks. That's a really kind of backward way of saying, get out now.
I think we bled over into three other stations.
I think we did. I'm going to have to go over here.
I am trying to tell you.
You broke that needle
if
right
you
there.
Lose in the stock market, don't blame me.
There you go.
Don't blame me for losing your retirement account. Get out. And I'm not the one saying it.
Nope.
Fidelity Investments says it.
I was talking to you about y'all about South Park a while ago.
Yeah.
They had a real funny episode on there last night, and it was about the economy. But at the first part of it, one of the little boys is there with his dad. He's in the bank, and he's got some money. He says, well, Grandma said I could buy anything I wanted to with this. And he said, well, son, that's $100. You need to learn about saving. And so he went over there and sat down, said he'd like to open an account. And the guy said, yeah, we can take that $100 and put it in this mutual account, and it'll do this and it'll do that, and it's gone. and the kids hadn't got any money anymore. And that's basically what it was. He would have done better to go buy some Hot Wheels cars.
You learned from the school of hard knocks. It's gone now, sonny.
And it was gone, too, boy.
Yeah.
And so his dad came up, and he says, well, what happened? And he told him, he said, oh, this is your son? Well, what we'll do is we'll put $100 over from your account into his account, and it's gone. It's just kept losing money.
And here's another thing that Fidelity said.
Uh-huh.
They said, given how high they've watched the market soar, it's easy to see why boomers are not using their head and are reluctant to cash out stocks.
Mm-hmm.
Source, Yahoo Finance.
Now, I've heard of them.
Guys, the experts know that we are on a roll, and it's not uphill, it's probably downhill.
Yeah.
You know, it's just not safe to be in something that's overinflated if you're going to be retiring soon. You know, it's the stock market over long periods of time is the place to go.
Mm-hmm.
But on short terms, and when I say short term, it could be 5 years, it could be 10. If you're near retirement, maybe you shouldn't be doing it, because if you could lose half your money, what good would it do you to stay in it if you needed to retire? You mean you want to work another 10 years?
So if you maybe. had $150,000 and you wanted to do that, you might need to go, well, let me say it this way. If you had $100,000, if you wanted to invest with them, you probably should get at least $150,000, because you're going to lose a third of what you got. And
least,
you still,
probably,
you still have $100,000.
I mean, like, nobody really knows what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm just saying Fidelity is really concerned. Yahoo Finance is really concerned. Most everybody I'm talking to is really concerned. And honestly, I'm extremely concerned, because I really do believe it's going to correct violently before it's over with.
Ooh.
Violently. It did once before. Guys, remember, it went down 40% on some people. Maybe I know some people that lost everything on gas and oil. Everything. They might have had 2 or 3% left over. Look, guys, it's not funny when you want to retire. Now, for you guys that are locked in with your 401ks and you can't get them out, maybe you want to think about reallocating to something a little different. You know, I'm not telling you to do it, but if you're over 50, maybe you need to think about it. That's what I'm saying.
There you
go. Talk to somebody about it. You know, baby boomers, Americans aged 55 to 75, they were 30. This is Fidelity again. 37.6% are overexposed to the stock market. You know what that means? Overexposed, taking too much risk.
Yeah.
And the risk of a downturn in stock prices, astonishingly now,
mm-hmm.
right now, nearly 8% of baby boomers with 401ks have 100% of those savings at dire risk.
That's terrifying, man. Ooh.
And they think that they're going to live forever. If you have that kind of attitude and you think you're going to live forever, and let me just tell you right now, because I've been doing this for almost 40 years, when you die and you leave it to your kids, it doesn't matter where the stock market is, 9 times out of 10, or probably higher than that, the majority, will have it all spent within 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care if it's a million or a billion, it's gone.
I sure wish I'd have a chance to prove them wrong.
Well, you know what? If you do, you will be. I've not really had many that have done the right things.
Uh-huh.
Really, seriously, I've been doing this a long time. When they say, "Well, let my kids have it," I'm going, "Well, you do know they're going to spend it. You know why they spend it? Occasionally they don't. I've got some that don't. And then occasionally you run into one that the parents were so wise they used trust and and things like that to keep it from happening. But when they get those stretch IRAs, they don't stretch them so much.
Yeah.
You know, the government came out and said, hey, you can't stretch them for more than 10 years. Well, you can't, you know, it's 10 years, you got to pay tax. No big deal, because the government knows, you know, they were going to spend it anyway.
Right.
To manage risk and contain losses, Fidelity recommends a well-balanced portfolio to allocate 35% of assets to stocks, 15% to foreign stocks, and this is for everybody now. I don't understand. Now, what we have found a way, or should I say there is a way, that we can allocate nothing to stocks, but we can use stocks. You say, how do you do that? Well, you know, we have something called insurance company annuities that use bonds, and they use stock market in the options, okay? But they're fixed accounts, meaning you cannot lose any money. And we had one last year through December the 31st that had a 15% bonus on a lot of folks. And then there's a bunch of them made 12.2 on front of it. They made 30% approximately once we did some maneuvering. So they made 30%. And guess what?
What?
In this downturn, they won't lose that 30%. Now, will they make 30% of it? No. They're probably going to average, you know, somewhere in the 3%, 4%, 5%, 6% maybe, but projections can be even higher, make like 11%. So here's the thing. We don't know what they're going to make, but we do know one thing for sure. They're
What's
not going to lose anything.
Well, there that's you a go. Good thing to know.
That's the good thing to know. You know, and if you look at how much the average stock person, stock market person makes on the returns, I think the average is about no more than 8%. After everything's said and done, give or take. And they're taking all those risks to make 8 when they could not take so much risk and make at least 4, 5, 6, or 8.
Right.
With no risk. I mean, look, when you're over 50, don't that make sense? Look, guys, I think you should be taking risk in the stock market. If you're in 401Ks, 403Bs, whatever you're in, your IRAs, if you're under 50, go for it.
There you
risk
go.
It. Risk the heck out of it.
But after 50?
This is just my opinion. You know, my opinion is there's got to be a cutoff somewhere. And each person's different. Somebody it might be 55. Somebody else it might be 45. And some people it could be 60. It's depending on your situation. But guess, how do you figure that out? How do you figure out how to do it? How do you figure out when to do it?
You got to diagnose the problem.
Yeah, you can't say, oh, reckon I'm going to take some antibiotics today, when you don't go see your doctor, first of all, you're not supposed to. It's not right for you to prescribe your own medicine, is it?
Well, some people do, and usually it doesn't work out real well.
And, you know, there's a lot of people who say, well, I know how to do the stock market. Yeah, anybody, even a monkey, can do the stock market when it's running good. Monkeys know how to get on a, what do you call these things that go around and around? Well, you know, like a gerbil. You know,
the wheel.
Anybody can do
the
that.
The hamster wheel, yeah.
It's just when that wheel decides to quit running, you know, how to keep from stopping.
I want to see a monkey stockbroker now.
Well, I mean, look.
Everybody's buying. I guess I'll do it. Everybody's selling. I guess I'll do it.
It's all computer controlled and. You know, the market goes down because of certain computer things that are going on. You know, and you know they'll sell a massive amount. I mean, we know, but computers can be the death of you.
Oh yeah,
they can do when computers are running the show. They say, well, there's no emotion involved. Exactly, no emotion. They say, wait a minute, why pull the plug? That might ruin everything. Computer don't say really. It just pulls the plug. You know,
have you ever heard
the plug on the computer?
You ever heard the credit card song?
What's that?
It's a song about a guy finally got him a credit card, and he went to the store, and he buys, like, socks and a belt, and it's like $19.
Yeah.
And then he gets the bill. It's for, like, $273,000.
Oh, yeah.
And so he calls them, and they said, well, you know, computers do not lie. And so what he did is he took the bill and he punched a bunch of holes in it. I guess this was back when they had the cards,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And he punches a bunch of holes in it. He folds, spindles, and mutilates it.
Like sends, hanging chads.
Sends it back, and then he gets a check for $400,000.
Ooh.
And he calls him, and he tells him, said, but you know what you told me? Computers do not lie.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just, that was from back in the 70s, I think. But that's the truth. You know, a lot of people think that computer is infallible, but all it can do is what you tell it to.
I mean, who do you think programmed it?
Exactly.
Human being.
Unless it was Zorak from the planet Pluton or something, you know.
So, you know, you should use the stock market. Really, you should use it. It's just how you use it and when you use it. You don't see a bunch of old folks out there trying to swim the English Channel. You know, at age 100, you might drown. You know, maybe a 20-year-old, or you might have a heart attack. You know, there's time to do things, mm-hmm. and there's time to become very concerned about your health and your wealth. And right now is a time, in my opinion, to become very concerned, because there's a lot of things that are going on, and people are following the crowd.
Oh, yeah.
They're following the crowd. They're running with the Teslas. Look, Tesla is an electric car. Eventually, we'll either have electric cars, or we're going to... Oh, somebody's calling.
Yes, it is.
All right.
Might be Tesla. What are you talking about my car, man? Come on,
cease
man.
And desist.
All right. You're on the air with David Ernest and Matthew Tuttle. Ernest, identify yourself and don't cuss. Are you there? Oh, man, that hurt.
I guess they were going to cuss.
I must have made him mad. Or her, or whoever. If you'd like to call us, 272-9228. We've got a time for a call before we take our break. So
yeah,
if you
maybe
give
they'll
us a call
back. Maybe but, they'll call back.
Well, they smacked that one down.
You know, Tesla, you know, was destroying all those other different car companies and everything. And now people are beginning to realize, you know, maybe it's not the time to put all your confidence in Tesla.
Well, think about this, though. You got to plug this car up to charge it. How do they make the electricity? With coal.
Carbon.
Well, they got to do something to run the generator
exactly.
to make the electricity. Yeah.
Exactly.
So,
you know, the future, I know the future is more green, I guess you could say, but it's going to take time. It's going to take time for the Teslas and the other companies that, well, what if Tesla, what if electric cars lose out? What if it's, you know, hydrogen cars.
I was going to say nuclear, some kind of a...
Well, hydrogen is... Well, no, you know these tanks that have hydrogen in them?
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of car they when they turn it into electricity, use hydrogen, turn it electricity, and the byproduct is water.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not carbon. Water is the byproduct. You see what I'm saying? It's clean, and you can fill up in 3 minutes... with hydrogen.
Mm-hmm.
You know how long it takes to charge up a Tesla battery?
I have no idea.
At least, what, the full charge is like 2 hours, 3 hours?
No, I don't know. You got to have...
Half charge is like 30 minutes or something.
And
you really want to sit around for 30 minutes or 3 hours charging your... And what about this? Think about this congestion you would have. How many... You know how we get aggravated waiting for a nozzle... you go to Costco and you want to get some gas and you're behind some people and they're taking too long. Imagine if they were taking 30 minutes to 3 hours to charge.
Mm-hmm. Well, now they've got those hybrids that will run off electricity and then the gas engine kicks in and the motion of the wheel recharges
right.
the battery.
Yep.
That sounds pretty smart. But
I think,
you know, electric cars they're going to be the way of the future. I foresee it. I mean, it's going to happen. It'll take a long time
for it to
be a total takeover, but I mean, it's...
Maybe there'll be hydrogen cars.
Maybe.
You mentioned the hamster wheel.
As much as I hate to say it.
Have one of them in the trunk and with a monkey on it. You know,
yeah. Would you talk to, you know, Tesla's owner, Musk, he gets very angry if you say the hydrogen cars might beat him, you know.
I think you know, what his SpaceX program, or that company, that's really where his...
Mm-hmm. Did you see his rockets
money
crash a few times before they got it right?
Well, they're going to have to crash
for
it right.
I'm not against him. I'm just like, you know, you don't know until you get there, you know?
Uh-huh.
I think electric cars are going to get there. but I don't know if they'll beat out hydrogen cars. I wouldn't count on the stock market to beat out the people who, over the next 5 years, were more careful. Because if you lose half, and you didn't lose half, that's 50% better than the other person, right?
Well, you know, for several years, they've had a car that would run off of used cooking oil.
Yeah.
The only thing is, your car smells like tacos. That's, you know, because...
I like tacos.
I do, too, but I don't want to smell like one all the time.
Willie Nelson, it was a biodiesel. Actually, his tour bus runs off of it, yeah. Or this is back in 2003 or 4.
I don't know. Yeah. I think Willie's in the back smoking, just blowing into a tube that leads to the engine. Yeah.
Quite possible.
But you know what we really have right now?
What's that?
We have consumer confidence burnout. People are looking at this thing and they're going, is it really worth what they say it's worth when it comes to stocks? They're looking at the economy, this borrowing money. They're saying, let's stimulate it again. Stimulate it. How many billions and trillions of dollars do you need to stimulate it when you realize it's dead if you don't get it back? Look, you could stimulate the heart all you wanted if you're acidly. In other words, it's not beating.
Yeah.
But until that heart starts beating again, that body's not going to make it. Think of the economy as a body that's gone into almost standstill with a lot of stuff. It's still moving, but it's on the risk of just going backwards. See, when GNP goes backwards, you have recession. In other words, a negative GNP.
Uh-huh.
So it's happened before. Well, will it happen soon again? And that's what I think that it's looking at right now. I think they think it's going to be a negative number very soon, and it's going to burn if you're in the stock market.
Well, speaking of burn, think about this. The economy is like a forest fire, and when they get more money and throw it in there, it's just going to burn up and burn brighter.
Yeah, I mean,
but I'm not saying that's making the economy better. It's just, you know, it's on fire,
exactly,
and burning down.
If it's stimulus, it's just like more trees to burn.
Right.
What we need to do is put more, kill the fire that's burning us down. That's inflation potential and also overstimulation. You know, we need so if you know the economy is in such a turmoil right now. Being in risk when you're about to retire is not very smart. Guys, it's not smart to take that kind of risk when you're about to retire. I'm telling you, we can make really good returns without taking the risk. Why are you doing it? Why are you risking your welfare, your money, your health? Why?
What do you got?
Why do you want to do it?
You got a death wish or something? Boy, what are you, crazy?
I don't even get it. If you want to talk about it and try to prove me wrong, call me. 279-7431. That's 279-7431. I'll give you some numbers that'll knock your socks off.
If you're having trouble getting your socks off, call him right now. And when we come back, you can call us at 272-9228. Talk to us on the radio.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. I hope it's your money. Talk about fishing if you want.
Let's talk about saving retirement.
There you go. We'll be right back with more health and wealth here on News Talk 93.1 WACB.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with an alien.
Hello!
So I guess that's your spaceship over there.
Yeah, the one on the left.
I see. And what brings you to Earth today? Would you like me to take you to our leader?
Oh, no, I just got some business with my friend, David Ernest.
Wait a minute. You're telling me that you come from another planet to see an asset preservationist here on Earth?
You got that right. The man is the best in the galaxy.
And just why is that?
Well, he takes care of all his clients, and you never lose any money like you would do if you were in the stock market.
So do a lot of aliens come here to Earth to see David Ernest?
Yeah, but, you know, you can call him at 279-7431.
279-7431?
Yeah, man, that's right.
Before we go, I have one question.
Okay.
Have you ever seen any little green men from Mars?
No, but one time I saw some Klingons around you.
Don't even go there.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks?
David Ernest of Ernest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Ernest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithernest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Ernest Financial.
Hell, I was born here, and I was raised here, and dadgummit, I'm gonna die here. And no sideways bushwhacking, horn swoggling, crocker crocker is gonna roll away, Christmas cutter.
Now, who can argue with that?
Rabbit!
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show. If you would like to call David Ernest and set up an appointment for a free consultation, call right now, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Or talk to David live on the radio at 272-9228. That's 272-9228. Operators are standing by. David has a website at retirewithernest.com. And he's all over Facebook and YouTube. You can find him there. But right now, he's right here, ladies and gentlemen, David Ernest.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're quite welcome, sir.
Yeah, I know I sound like I'm all cranked up. I mean, guys, you know.
I love it.
I can't help it. I can't help it.
Vein on your neck
sticking
out. I want
people to think. Think about what's going on and what could happen to your money. You know, I don't want to say anything bad about majority of people who invest money for people. But, you know, I've been down that road. They tell us constantly, your job is to keep them in the market. And they'll show the numbers that prove it, that it comes back later on. I get it. My point is, if you had to hang on too long for it to come back, and if you're in the wrong thing, when does it come back? I mean, look, those are good people trying to do a good job with the tools they've got. Well, I'm an asset preservationist, and I use different tools. My tools don't let you lose. Did that rhyme?
It's that simple.
Sort of. I think you get by with that one, yeah.
Yeah. You know, we don't want to step on your toes, but don't you nose? You don't want to lose your assets. that didn't rhyme, did it? Anyway, the stock market crash would slam baby boomer savings. That is so scary. You know, when I see that kind of headline.
It's like a horror film.
I want to say, guys, it's all over the news. It's all over the place. Why would you not want to heed? You know, why do you want? It's look, we're still high. Even though it's gone down some, we're still high enough that you could get out as long as it don't correct a whole lot more. And come out way ahead with programs like we have. We have huge bonuses. Yes. We have huge bonuses that'll give you back everything you've lost in the last few days or more. And then you can still be ahead than me. In other words, if I can tell you you can get ahead of where you were, why would you not?
Why would
do
you
it?
Not?
You should be grabbing the phone.
Unless it crashes more, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, Lord of mercy.
Okay, now, I did not find the thing I was looking for, but, you know, it is that Win It Wednesday thing. Do you want to do something?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on.
Okay,
let's do a Win It Wednesday
thing.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, pets of all ages, the Health and Wealth Show presents Win It Wednesday!
We've got a caller. We don't even have the question yet.
Okay, now.
Well, go ahead and answer. Maybe I'll give him the question on the air.
Okay.
The question is, there is no question.
Yes. All right, you're on the air with David Ernest and Too Tall Matthew Ernest. Identify yourself and don't cuss.
Hey, man. It's, can you hear me?
Yeah, hello. Who's this?
I made sure my Bluetooth wasn't on, but Elon Musk is, I don't think, is on the up and up with the people. They're putting up their satellite. And when he gets done, you pretty much going to see a satellite all the way through, I mean, every night. You ain't have to wait for it to go by. And that with the 5G is going to make it where contact tracing comes into play, where they don't need, you know what I mean? It's so much to it.
You think he's got world domination plans or something? I mean, seriously, you think he's trying to, like, get an edge and take over?
Listening.
He might be.
He might be
in that box over there.
Oh, no, no. What they're going to give him in 2035, they're going to make it, they're going to put emissions on SUVs and trucks, bigger trucks, some of the trucks, now not all of them, but they're going to make the other one run on diesel. It might be biodiesel, but they're going to make it pretty much where they can't, ain't going to be a gas powered SUV after 2035 made by a company. And that's what they're shooting down. That's where he's going to get his payback for doing what he's doing now. Elon Musk didn't start Tesla Motors. They sent him in there to destroy it because they don't want that man. They didn't want that man's name brought back in there. Two other guys, Martin and man, I can't think of the cat's name, but man, they started it and they let Elon come in there and push them out of the way. They ain't had no choice where the government wrote sanctions on them. And he would have been left California. He would make way more money in Texas, which that's where he's from, if he just moved it. But he's not going to move his Tesla because he's going to get paid back way in the end after 2035. And but they ship so many of his cars that's made over here get shipped back off. So they got plenty of them across the water of Tesla cars. But here, not so many. I don't know if it's, they're supposed to make one that was, you know, cost efficient, like $30,000 that a regular person, you know, meaning to drive back and forth work could afford. And not just somebody wanting to play in one. And that hadn't happened yet. He keeps coming up with these concepts, you know what I mean? And the truck, especially have an ATV in the back of it that you just unload and it still got electric charge. I mean, that's all, that's fun. I mean, that's fun stuff now. But yeah, he's putting up these satellites, but he ain't doing it for himself. He's doing it for our government. I mean, when they get done, that's why they ain't going to need no police. It'd be a social worker and a probably a bad cop because they run all the good ones left in the car.
There you go.
And when they tell you not to smoke on your property and you smoke, they're not going to show up with the police. That's why they don't want no more money. They want it to be all digital. And they ain't going to need no court. They can burn all of them down because when they tell you not to smoke, they're going to be a dude pop up just like Michael Jackson did on it.
I think that Randall? Elon Musk just cut his call off. He must be the satellite.
He must have. I don't know. I hope he's not hurt.
Okay.
Randall, bless your heart. Okay, I'm going to try this other call here if we're going to still try to do a contest
here.
Yeah,
we tried.
Thanks, Randall. That was a lot of good points. All right, you're on the air with David Ernest and Matthew Too Tall Ernest. Who's this? You might want to turn your radio down just a little bit.
Yeah, the delay got me.
Yeah. But who's this?
Hey, I know it's not, this is Joey. I know it's not on topic what y'all are going on, but I had a quick question for you.
Okay. All right.
What's the minimum amount of money I can get in on some of your programs with?
Good question.
Yeah, really good question. We can do some things down as low as what we really like to really do some really good things is $10,000, but we can go all the way down to $3,000 and do some things for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Better than you'd get at the bank, that's for sure.
Y'all do investing, don't you? Or some sort of that.
Yes, sir.
I need to start building my retirement.
How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
23.
Oh, good. 23. Good age to start.
Overfunded life would be something that you really need to look at. We've got some of that, and that stuff makes really good money over time, safely. Do you have a 401k?
Yeah, they match up to 3%, I think, but they're talking about doing away with the match.
So. Are you doing the 401k and the match right now?
No, I hadn't been with the company long enough.
Okay, as soon as you can, start doing that and batch it to the max, okay? But anything left over, come talk to us, and we'll talk about overfunded life. And if they give you the option to do 401k Roth with a match, do that.
Yep.
Do that instead of the regular traditional 401k. But give me a call, 279-7431, and I'll tell you everything that I know about how you can really have a lot of dough when you get old.
And way to be ahead of the curve, man. Yeah, 23, you're thinking right.
Yes, you are. Congratulations.
You get in front of it, and then you don't have to worry about it later on.
You can be a multimillionaire, and you will need to be when you...
That's right.
All right, sir. We appreciate the call.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks, sir.
All right, sir. All right. Well, all right. You want to still try to give... What are we giving away?
All right. We're going to give away a... pizza.
From where?
We're going to give away a pizza from Mr. G's.
Oh. And those are good.
I know it. I heard you talking. We're going to give away a pizza with Mr. G's.
Yeah, I heard you talking to that
Mike. Gentleman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He came in.
And we're going to give that pizza to anyone who can tell us about what I'm so upset about tonight.
What is he not upset about?
I don't know. This should be pretty easy, right?
I don't know.
272.
If you can tell me anything I've said tonight, you get a pizza.
272-9228 if you'd like to be a big old wiener right now. 272-9228. And let's see. Anything coming up that we should be talking about?
Well, you know, we're going to be having Tuesdays at Mr. G's once a month.
Mm-hmm.
I've been seriously thinking about this coming Tuesday, about having something there.
Sounds good to me, man. Yeah. Because that pizza is very, very good. Yeah. They
you
got a guy back.
You ain't kidding.
Yeah, they got a guy back in the back, and he's throwing it up in the air and catching it. Yeah. And putting fresh stuff on it.
I wonder what he would do if he threw it up in the air and someone got it before he caught it.
He'd make another one.
Okay.
You know, I used to toss pizza dough.
I've done it. Yeah. It ain't easy.
I was 17.
Yeah.
Fill in the blanks. A stock market crash blanks some baby boomer savings. A stock market crash blank slam baby boomer savings.
Ah.
Fill in the blank, one word, you get a pizza.
And it's not fed booty.
If it's grammatically correct, we'll give it to you anyway.
272-9228.
And grammatically.
Tomorrow night, Terry Adams will be here.
Yes.
We'll talk about something that's going on, I'm sure.
Oh, there's a lot
of things.
I wanted to talk about this.
Laundry list, I think.
But you know, I'm an Alabama fan.
We're
all Alabama fans in here. And, you know, there's nothing wrong. I see the call there. We'll get that. Well, let's do that first.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll come back to that.
Yeah, we got to give a pizza away.
There you go. You're on the air with David and Matthew, and this is the Health and Wealth Show. Identify yourself, and don't cuss.
My name is Scott. Are you still looking for the answer to the question?
Did you say Scott?
Yes.
Scott, yes, we are still looking for an answer. What is your answer?
Answer wood.
Oh, bingo. That's exactly what it was, Scott. Wood? That is the exact word. You have won a pizza at Mr. G's.
There you go.
You could even spell it WOOD. We don't really care about grammar.
There you go. No. But here's what you got to do, Scott. You got to dial 279-7431. Leave us all your pertinent information so we can get you the free pizza. Give us your name,
your
address, and your phone number.
And we'll mail it to you. Yeah, thank you, Scott.
I enjoy the show. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Man, somebody's listening to me.
And it's Scott.
Scott, thank you for listening. I didn't know anybody would get the exact word.
Well, there you go. He's paying close attention.
Yeah, I get it.
Now, let's get rid of the Happy Win It Wednesday music. And I was talking about Alabama.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's that other school over there.
Uh-huh.
Auburn. They got a pretty good team, too.
Yeah.
And so I heard on the news a while ago that they're asking that when Auburn has a big win, that you do not go down there and roll Toomer's Corner. Now,
that's kind of
because of the COVID?
Because of the COVID. Okay. But the thing is, don't go do that, but...
Well, can't they roll it 6 feet apart?
Well, the thing is, they want you to go down the street to some other place and roll those trees. Now, like I said...
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
I'm sitting here kind of confused.
I'm an Alabama fan, but I don't begrudge our Auburn brothers and sisters.
No, I like Auburn.
Traditions.
Well,
you know, absolutely.
Because, you know, they're part of their state, and they get some of your money.
Well, they can't. They don't have the eagle flying right now. The eagle can't fly. Mm. They can't do the tiger walk.
Yeah.
That's all because of COVID, and now they can't roll Toomer's Corner.
I'm sick of COVID.
I am too, but they got to go down the street to another. What is that COVID free zone down there? It's just crazy.
It doesn't make
the whole
sense.
Thing.
Clearly, it's just showing the university they don't want to look like they're responsible for it.
Well,
roll the other tree.
If you know why they're doing that, call us and let me know, because I just sometimes I see things that just kind of.
And if you got anything else, you would let us. like us to know or ask us, call us at 272-9228.
Because that bird is down there tapping his little foot, man. Well, I'm supposed to be working, man. Come on.
And if you're concerned about your money evaporating, call us at 279-7431. We may just put more than a pizza bonus on you. We may put a gigantic percentage bonus on you, get you up to where you were before the market started deteriorating, and keep you from losing from now on out.
That I'm going to tell you what.
Pretty
now,
good.
They got this lady up there they're talking about appointing to the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say it. Oh, man, she's got Ruth Bader Ginsburg beat out.
Don't say it.
This is a nice-looking lady here.
Well, you know, we do need to have a balanced court. I'm all for that. Mm-hmm. I think we need to have, you know, female and male. And now, I'm a little prejudiced. I do love it when we're going to go more conservative.
Yeah.
I don't really consider killing babies a good idea. And I also don't consider taxing you through the nose a very good idea either.
Mm-hmm.
And I really don't like any of the stuff that they're doing to overstimulate by doing all of this stuff where they're stimulating. You know, to blame the government for coronavirus, to blame Trump for coronavirus, and to blame him for not throwing trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions that your children's, grandchildren's, grandchildren's, grandchildren will have to be paying back to the Chinese, I kind of understand he being reluctant there. You know, same kind of reluctance about keeping your money in the stock market when it's overheated, you know? I mean, like, why? Why do it? You know? And they say, well, we can kick that can down the road and keep the market up high for how long? How long are you going to keep kicking a can and keep it up high? I mean.
They've been doing it for quite a while.
I know, but somewhere the can can't be kicked anymore. You know, I mean, have you ever been kicked in the can? You don't feel really good when you have to pay taxes like that.
I'll tell you what, I feel like that a lot right now. I keep looking behind me for a foot.
I'm telling you. You know, Trump says one thing, they say he said something else. You know, I say one thing, and they say I said something else.
Well, you know this guy that wrote this book about him, the one they kept from getting published for a little while?
Yeah.
Comey? It was his attorney.
Yeah,
right?
Phony Comey? No, the big old white mustache the guy had.
Oh, yeah. The guy that was in there with
what
him.
What was his?
Because you know,
I know who you're talking about.
You know he does not like Donald Trump.
It's no, because he got fired.
He probably
Bolton.
I think
most people don't like it when you fire somebody.
The thing is, they came out with this thing and said that Donald Trump said that the people who went to war and got killed were losers, and something else he's supposed to have said. Now this guy that
they
wrote
took
the
it
book,
out of content.
This guy that wrote the book was standing right there, and said that he did not say that.
Like I said, everything's taken out of context.
Uh huh.
You know, that's what news media loves to do. The left wingers, they love to take things out of content and throw it back at you. I mean, they've always done it. Why would they stop?
Mm-hmm.
You know, content or out of content makes good headlines.
Oh, yeah.
They'll always, you ever notice how they put a headline and it sounds like something different that's really going on? If you read the whole thing toward the end, right on the tail end, you realize it was a bunch of junk.
Yeah, you could take any sentence and, you know, take something out of context and then
make
it look one way or the other.
Yeah, you got to grab people's attention.
Yeah, context.
And Larry Stevens tells this story about newsman Robert Charles. Anybody remember Robert Charles?
I can't say that.
He was over on Y102.
I've heard you talk about
when he first came here, and he would he had this great delivery and this old rough radio voice. He was, I'm Robert Charles. But he would say at the end of his newscast, he would say, the moving finger heading writ moves on. I'm Robert Charles. And so what he would do is he would do a little, you know, a little headline, and then they'd do a commercial and come back. So they come on like at 6 o'clock in the morning. Larry tells us better than I did. And Robert Charles, he's got a story about a man whose mule fell into a septic tank.
Uh-oh.
And Robert Charles leads the story with, man gets ass caught in toilet.
Details in a moment.
And you know everybody's like got their arms around the, right. the radio, like commode hugging the
and further like, details yep. after these yeah.
after these
commercial break
messages. Yeah. Okay. And so yeah, and there's the whole thing, you know, if it bleeds, it leads. But yeah. now if it's got something to do with the agenda, that's what we're gonna talk about.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean they kinda I mean they've always done this, mm-hmm. you know. But when you take somebody saying something like Trump says sometimes, and I know Trump can say some bad things. He can Twitter, he can text, he can do all kinds of things. But that's Trump being Trump. I'll say it. That's Trump being Trump. The fact is, though, the basic things are he don't want to overtax us. He doesn't want the economy to crash.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want you to lose your ass in a septic tank. You know,
I hate when that happens.
You know,
apparently it's happened at least once.
He doesn't want you to lose your assets. He's boastful when he says, hey, you know, you got to keep me as the president and you won't lose your portfolio. I know what he's trying to say, and I agree with him.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to say if we keep this thing going, it'll keep growing. You know?
Well,
and we can keep kicking the debt down the road, and we can kick it out of the road, kick it out of the way, kick it off the road, kick it in the ditch.
Well, there was a lady on the other day. She was a Democrat, and she was talking about, well, it's time to just get down to brass tacks. Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? And I'm thinking, yeah. I mean, I think most people would say they are.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you know, I said, that's kind of a dumb
especially
question.
Before COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Especially before COVID.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the problem right now is that the economy has gone way long historically
mm-hmm.
than it's ever gone before a correction. Okay. We had the correction, but it was a false correction. Because why? It came back fast. Okay. We honestly, I thought that was probably it happening. And then it came back. Why did it come back? Mm-hmm. Personally, I think the reason why it came back so fast is because Trump was so trustworthy. People had so much confidence in him. They said he's going to be the president. Now we hear in all these numbers. Now, will he be the president again? I hope so. Can we trust the fact that the last time they said he wouldn't be the president, that he would lose, that he will not lose this time? I wouldn't bet my entire retirement on it. That's what I'm trying to tell everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you do what we do for folks and the Trump stays in there, you'll grow tremendously with our program.
Mm-hmm.
Why risk the fact that you got some kind of, that's got hairy legs comes in there and, you know, helps you lose.
Just mess up everything.
Mess up everything.
Well, you know, the thing that I look at is he's been in there. He's done so many things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and, you know, we're thinking about the economy now, but Jerusalem? Recognized as the capital of Israel,
yeah. Yep.
And these other things, you know, he's yep. taking restrictions off of things so that we can do international
more
business.
More protests, I see it on Fox News. More protests.
This is the one for Breonna Taylor. They did not charge the guy with murder that shot her, that broke in. Well, they were serving a warrant.
Uh-huh.
I think they went in the wrong house.
Oh.
But they did not get him for murder, but they got him for reckless something.
Yeah,
reckless.
I hadn't heard about that one.
But, you know, they were...
But look at all the stuff burning there. I mean, it's burning.
And I would hit this woman in the head.
I mean, look, man.
And, you know...
Those poor business owners and shop owners didn't do it. Why tear their stuff up?
I know.
Then the left says, hey, that's okay. They're just trying to protest. They're tearing this stuff up. Who would want to vote for somebody that would let you tear up things like that?
Well, they're out there doing this, and they would have done something if he had been charged with murder. They're just out there. We saw a guy a while ago running around out there with a spear. Got yeah. this big, long spear.
No.
I said, is that a spear?
That's like a deadly weapon, man. Yeah. I mean, you know, that's... Well, of course, a gun is, too. But, I mean, you know, you got your gun in your holster, and you're in your capacity as an officer or something like that. That's okay.
You know...
But you run around with a spear.
We just need... In the stock market, we just need to use common sense.
Mm-hmm.
And protesting, you need to use common sense. So when you vote for a president or mm-hmm. for someone, you need to use common sense. Who's going to help you the most? Who's going to help the country the most? You know,
well, people need to stop depending on somebody else to help them, and they need to help themselves. You know, pick up the phone and call us.
Well, that would help you a lot, because we could give you a tremendous up bonus and security for the rest of your life. You don't have to worry.
And let's take a couple of minutes and just kind of close out here this evening, Matthew.
You know, I'm just watching this stuff on the news. It's exhausting. It's mind blowing. Tired of seeing it.
And, you know,
it's like, I mean, society is just, are we de-evolving? What's going on here?
A certain part of it is, I think some people, plus, you know, these people are getting paid.
Yeah.
They're not out there for their health. They're getting paid.
Do you think, Matthew, that some of your people in your age range are deciding that maybe they shouldn't have been on that side after this ugliness is coming out?
You know, I don't know. I really don't. I don't really talk politics with friends and stuff like that. But
probably
I mean,
not a good idea.
No, everything's been so divisive. Everybody is taking such a side on one or the other. And you know, if you're any kind of centralist or have any type of, you know, logic to the way you think, you don't really fit into any type of mold right now.
You know, you talk about centralist. You know, the AOC is not anywhere near centralist.
She has a liberal arts degree,
and therefore,
and a credit score of 462.
Biden, who claims he's a centralist, is going to line up with her. How's that work?
Biden thinks he's a fire truck. He don't know what he's doing.
If you're voting for Biden, you're voting for Kamala Harris. And in my opinion, I mean, that's clearly,
and
she's
magical too.
Well, she's not.
She turned from a Indian lady into a black lady. That's pretty
cool. Here's the thing. She was a DA and she was with the police. Now she's against the police. How's that work?
Oh, there was a thing up there a while ago.
She sent more people to prison for, you know,
I mean, she's
small crimes.
She's a chameleon,
than
man.
Anyone. She's an opportunist.
Well, she's an opportunist.
She had this thing up here a minute ago that said more police is not going to help us have better law enforcement. I'm like,
right. She said that idea is outdated.
Yeah, I'm like, what are you going to get?
And then
like?
The next thing you see is, in Portland, shootings are up 200%.
Oh, man.
And I'm like,
please help us, please.
They've defunded you. Well, you get the last word, sir.
Well, if you don't want to be defunded from your retirement plan, I mean, it's bad enough the police are going to get defunded. Mm-hmm. But if you don't want to be defunded, give us a call. Because a stock market crash would slam baby boomer savings tremendously. And it could just be around the corner. Nobody really knows. But with all these protest eruptions and craziness that's going on and just the coronavirus and maybe Trump don't get elected again and, you know, just on and on and on. It's extreme instability. Why do you think the stock market is shaking like it did today and yesterday? People are thinking. They're thinking they want to get off the ride. Mm-hmm. If enough of them get off the ride, what does the ride do?
It stops.
Exactly. If you want to get off before the ride stops so you can keep going and not run out of momentum. So if you want to get off the ride and let us give you a huge bonus to get back to where you were before maybe, give us a call. 279-7431. We will sit down with you and talk to you for free. No fee.
That right.
No fee.
I like that.
No fee. Free and easy and no obligation. We don't twist arms. We just say, here it is. If you want it, take it. If you don't,
that's okay.
We're still your friends.
All right.
279-7431.
We'll see you tomorrow night here on the Health and Wealth Show. We're going to have Terry Adams in here and just have a big old lot of fun. And does anybody remember Hoyt Axton?
Yes.
I do.
The Gremlins.
I found this last night. He was a country singer, too.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought you'd get a kick out of this. We've been the Health and Wealth Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB.
Rain coming down on the roof won't hold. Car won't run and I look grown colder. Maybe things will get a little better in the morning. Maybe things will get a little better.
Clothes need washing and the fire won't start. Kids all crying and you're breaking my heart.